Yeah, he died because he's a freaky I'll be a freaky man. God, I mean, it's a time and a place for that, man. Parking lot in broad daylight is not the place.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the Weird Night Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of the humble hosts of this show. All right. And to my left, we got the newly coined Big Bro, right? Because as of right now, the YN standards have changed and he's not in YN territory no more. But B, what you got to say to the people?
Yeah, no more YN. I ain't no YN. No, Big Bro. But nah, let's get into it though, man. Good.
All right, so my other co-host, all right, he has already said he's in UNC status and has now been cemented. All right, but say what's up to Uncle Mac. What's up to the people, man?
Hey, man, give me some goddamn respect. All right, it's fucking Uncle Mac to you. All right, name needs to change and reflect, right? Nah, but hey, man, I got hit getting ready for this thing, man. Just happy to be here. Happy to do it for y'all, man. That's what I'm here for.
That's what's up, man. We are always here. Hey, just make sure if you're watching us on YouTube, you like, comment, subscribe. All right, and all the little good stuff. Hit the notification bell, and we'll pop right up on your timeline. All right. Hey, so the wife and I were having a conversation because a topic came up that we kind of already covered before, but I kind of wanted to hit on a different aspect of it. All right. And we were talking about if you should kick your kids out at 18 years old. And we all came to the conclusion before that that's more or less the old school way of parenting. But I do think in a lot of ways that the way that we parent now hinders our children in a lot of ways. I think parenting was a lot better before there was parenting books telling you how to parent, if that makes any sense. I mean, would y'all agree or disagree with that?
I mean, I agree with you because obviously, you know, just like I said, UNC status, right? I got a kid of that age, right? I have a kid over 20. He just moved out, right? I mean, found his little girl. Well, but what I'm stating is, hey, man, give your kid the time, right? Some kids develop later than others. Just give them the fucking time, man. It's not the old school. I mean, we're not living in the 80s, the 70s, where you're kicking your kids out at 18, man. It's just not fair. Sometimes they just need that time to develop, man. That's just my perspective.
I mean, how you feel about that, B?
I'm with Matt. I'm with same thing. Like, I don't know, like, is you asking me what age is a good age or is it just 18?
I mean, yeah, just kicking them out, like, right at 18. Like, do you think that's beneficial?
No. Hell no. Hell no. I wouldn't even want to let go of my kids. I mean, it depends on the situation, what they want to do. Like I said, they grown now, so. But I for sure going to walk through everything with them. You know, I'm going to be right by the side. I'm going to be right by their side.
So the only reason I brought it up, right, was because I kind of was thinking about it a little bit different, right? I mean, I'm not going to kick my kids out at 18. So that's not the way that I think. But my big thing was a lot of times I feel like it taught the kids how to – it was the sink or swim method. Like pretty much you tossing them out there in the ocean and you seeing if they'll be able to stay afloat. And, of course, after a while, they would let you back in for a little bit until you kind of figured it out. But I don't know. I'm starting to – well, I'm not really leaning towards it, but I do see the benefits of kind of, you know, tossing them out there, letting them see exactly what it is that the world is like, and then having them come back in. But also something I don't agree with is also making your kids pay a bunch of bills. Like, I understand trying to teach them responsibility, but I don't think that's the right way to do it. And anybody that's successful, I know for a fact their parents didn't. Well, I'm not going to say all people because nobody achieved success the same way. But sometimes I don't like the idea that you charge your kids rent for living with you. I mean, unless for whatever reason you like struggling to make ends meet, I think that's one thing. But if you got it and this is your kid, I don't think you should charge them rent. Or I don't think you should charge them any money at all.
So what you said, though, some people kick their kids out and ain't no coming back, right? So, I mean, I just wanted to pick on that point, because if you're just going to kick the kid out and they don't have a chance to come back, they're struggling sometimes, right? But I get that swing, sink or swim method, because it's valid, right? They have to go through that scenario to know if they can survive in the wildness, per se. Because I was the same way. I was kicked out at 18, and I didn't know shit, right? It just led me to go down a negative path in life, right? Like, go on into the streets trying to make a living, right? Good thing things worked out for me, right? And I'm in a good place, but so it's good and bad. What I'm trying to say with letting them stay, I'll say till 25, right? Like, let the kids stay till about 25. And if they don't have any potential at that point, right, you have to cut loose at some point, right? But 18 is too young, man. You're still coming out of high school and you don't really know anything. I would say just like make it incremental, right? You get out of school, get a job, right? Give them one or two bills, right? Let them pay that. And, you know, slowly implement them into that adult world, right? Don't just throw them into it, because still most kids don't know how to manage money. So they're going to get paid and they're going to spend that shit on shoes and not think like, hey, the bills need to be paid first. See what I'm saying? So I just think it's a slow process that you need to get them into it.
Well, I think you hit something real good on the head. That money management piece is critical. And I think that there's not enough attention that's placed on that when it comes to parenting. Yeah, I think there's not enough importance placed on that part of parenting. And I think the best way for you to teach kids that way is for you to model that behavior, or at least show them what your finances look like. I'm not saying show them all the money that you got in your account or whatnot, but just show them like, hey, if I take home this amount of money, I take this percentage of my money is going straight towards bills. This percentage is going towards, you know, any additional expenses that I want to have and things of that nature, so that they understand. But that's also why I'm big on trying to give the kids like an allowance and allowing them to figure out how it is that they need to manage money, as opposed to just telling them at 18, like, hey, you got to figure this shit out.
No, I mean, I think you should be 100% transparent. Just me coming up with that right now from you talking about it, right? Because, you know, sometimes they'd be wanting shit and you'd be like, yo, dad can't get that for you right now. And they'd be thinking you capping, right? I think 100% transparency. Look, this is what dad account look like. Boom. I just got paid, right? This is what the bills are, right? We have to focus on this, or else we're going to not have water. You're not going to have electricity, right? So I think that's vitally important, being because just like we're saying, it's that financial piece. Most kids aren't taught that, right? And you're learning that on the fly, and I think that's wrong. I think we should be teaching these kids early, right? It's about credit. All that stuff matters, right? Because even about loans and stuff like that, what APRs is, a lot of people don't understand that, how that works and how much money you're spending just per se. If you want to buy a $20,000 car and you got a 9% APR, at the end of the day, you're paying, we're just going to say, around $30,000 for the car just off that APR. And they don't understand how APR works, that percentage is applied every goddamn month that car is paid off. You know what I mean?
B-Lay was about to say something.
But just one more thing on the APR, just so I can clarify that, because if somebody don't know about credit and stuff like that, per se, right? I just bought my house that it cost at the time $250,000. I ran the math on it, as in paying my payment every month for 30 years. When I pay this thing off, I'll be paying $375,000. That's how important APRs are, right? So, and I have a 2.5% APR. It's not like it's crazy high. You see what I'm saying? Shit is great. We need to teach our kids that, man.
Yeah. And I was going to say, we could probably like talk finances all day long, because I was literally just thinking about it. And in all honesty, one thing that I want to teach my kids is like, loans, they help you, but loans are actually like, having to owe people money is bad for you in the long run. And just little things of that nature. But don't want to stay on this like financial piece too long.
Yeah, because I just feel like I want to run with it. But
yeah,
it's a lot that I learned, you know what I mean? It's a lot that I learned not being taught. I mean, learning in the field is what it's called, man. I'm learning in the field, and that's the wrong way to learn about this stuff.
I completely agree.
You know what I mean? And maybe we could do one for the people. Matter of fact, put it in the damn comments if you want us to get into detail about this finance thing, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know not everybody got it figured out. I mean, I don't have it figured out completely, but I do have a really good grasp on what my financial situation is looking like and whatnot. I mean, we got to work on a budget for this year, but everything other than that, my finances are pretty solid.
But just moving on from that, right?
So there's a video that's going around on TikTok, which TikTok is supposed to be leaving at the end of today. All right, so by the time this episode is published, TikTok is supposed to be gone. So that's where I pull a lot of content from. I'm going to miss it, but I'm going to keep it a being. I completely understand. I think TikTok needs to go. And this is coming from somebody that pulls a lot of content from TikTok, that watches a lot of TikTok. I honestly see the reasons why TikTok had to go.
Hold on. Don't just breeze over that. I want to know, because I don't know. Just one thing before. Just get into it, but I just want to hear.
Oh, why I think TikTok needs to go?
Yeah, just one thing.
So my biggest thing, I think it needs to go, is because, one, I just feel like too many people are like dependent on it. And what I mean by that is it's some people's livelihood, right? And I think it takes away from people that could be actually in the workforce, that can actually be doing things that are good and beneficial for people. But that's not the only reason why. I mean, of course, you got the piece about China having all our data, which China has our data anyway. That is not even, to me, that's not even at the long list of things that are at the top, because they have our data regardless. But I just think people need to figure out more productive ways to spend their time.
Yeah, but the quantity of what data, like what do they have? My name, where I live at?
The algorithm, the things that the algorithm takes notes on is a lot more beneficial than anything else. Like, there's literally people, and we're going to get into it a little bit later. Like, it knows you and your tendencies. It knows the type of people, like the type of content that you like to consume, the type of women that you like, the type of food that you like to eat, the times that you eat during the day. It can figure all those things out.
I said, that's scary. That's scary as fuck.
I mean, everybody do it, though. I don't mean to derail this whole the whole platform right now, but everybody does it. Facebook does it. Instagram does it. They all do it. They're all collecting information on you, right? Your phone do it just from you searching, right? Your phone have more information on you than TikTok does.
I get this. I get that, but public optics, you literally feeding the op your information. And this is like on the basic of basic, like, and I get it. Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, they got your information. I completely understand that. But if you're giving the information to the ops and everybody knows about it, how crazy does that? That don't look crazy to you?
Nah, but the whole purpose of it is not maliciously, right? So it's, if you're into cars, right? I want to make sure that you're consistently seeing cars, right? I don't want you to be seeing a person twerking when you're into cars. So that's what how the algorithm is set up. It's like, what are you searching for? All right, just let's feed them, keep feed them this, because we want you to keep coming back to the app. We want you to be here, right? Because that's how they make their money as well, for using ads. Because, and now if I know I can feed you what you want, right, you're going to stay around a little bit longer, which leads for me to get more money because you're watching more ads and stuff like that.
Yeah, but Mac, you know how the media impacts us as a whole. You naturally, if you control the media, you control the masses. If your ops are controlling your media, pretty much what you're getting your news from every single day, and everybody knows that it's the ops giving you this information, it, to me, it's a no-brainer.
But it's your people who's giving you the information. I mean, who's using... I'm saying, right?
Listen, Chinese TikTok does not look the same way that American TikTok looks.
I'm trying.
It's by design. Their TikTok, like, they're not promoting degeneracy the way that our TikTok is. Our people are getting dumber off of this app that they're pushing to us, and they're getting smarter, and they're getting ready to try to And I don't even like going down this rabbit hole, but it's like their people are advancing leaps and bounds further than we are, and we're just continuing this cycle of degeneracy.
But we can too. That has a, the fuck is it called? The math science. What the fuck is it called? But it has that option where you can go there, and that's all you'll see on TikTok, right? That's what I do. I mean, I watch it all the time on my phone.
Yes, but even with that being said, you said it never pushes in a video that has nothing to do with that. And something that'll...
What I'm trying to say.
The algorithm's going to know you so well, they know exactly how to pull you out of you wanting to learn and get you into some bullshit.
What I'm trying to say is...
We lost B. His internet was fucking lagging real bad. But yeah, go ahead.
No, it just has that option to where on TikTok you can go to... Damn, they have an acronym for it, man. The Mathematics, Science, Engineering.
Oh, you're talking about
STEM. They have that, huh?
STEM.
Yeah, they have the STEM portion of TikTok where you can click on it, because that's where I stay at. So, right here, right? So I can show it to you. It's right here, right now, right? And it has it on the top right here. It says STEMs, right? And if you click on it, like if I click on it, it takes me to nothing but educational stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's what you're searching for. You're right. Like, it's what you're searching for, right? If you want to search for it, chicks twerking all day to lead to that degeneracy, that's what you're going to see. And I get what you're saying. On TikTok, on their side, it's all about education, sharing information on education. But my bad. I need to go down that rabbit hole.
No, you be on track. Yes. Like I said, I stand in the fact that the ops shouldn't be controlling our news. All right, and we back. All right, so we were getting into a whole debate about TikTok, but we're going to move past that real quick. So I wanted to play this video before TikTok goes to the ether.
Why do people in open relationships always look like that? I'm being...
No, because what do you mean by that?
Why do people in open...
So,
yeah, I don't get that shit for nothing.
You don't get it?
No, I don't know what the fuck this at.
So,
I don't know.
So he's saying people in open relationships always have a look about them. And that person came on there and they said, what do you mean by that? And it's pretty much common sense. It's like, you look exactly like a person that would be in an open relationship. But she wasn't the only one that answered. There was another one. I can't find her, but they all look very similar to that. And I wanted to ask y'all, like, have you ever seen an attractive person in an open relationship and they broadcasted it that way? Because I know a lot of people are in open relationships, but the people that broadcast it all kind of look like that.
I've only seen an attractive person do it when they mad at the significant other.
It's more or less a get back tactic. Like, it's not... I've never seen it where they were both okay with it. Like, one person is, like, real pissed off that they're in an open relationship because they know what they got. It's like, I'm not going to send a 10 or a 9 out on the street to be with somebody else that they could possibly find that's better than me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see where that's going. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I saw people. And, I mean, you can go about celebrities. You got Will and Jada. Fuck, they did it. I mean, or they supposed to be doing it. And it's a bunch of celebs that do it. But I don't know. I don't know what people in open relationship look like. I'm always in open relationship. I guess my face need to be there, too. I mean, snap my shit, too. So I ain't taking shit serious, man.
Nah, so it's just, like I said, every time I've seen it, and just to reiterate it, it's always somebody that got cheated on in like a long-standing relationship, and that other person is pissed off about it, and they just kind of have to deal with it. But just moving on from that, so there was a man, well, I'm going to play the video, and then we'll talk about it, but we already kind of talked about it beforehand. But I think there's some bigger pieces going on than and the kind of just what is like laid out on the surface. And I wanted to kind of go through a couple of definitions with y'all. Let me see if I can find it. So people are calling it the goonicide. And let me share it.
As you can tell, my man's ain't got no pants on.
I don't like that they play music over it. Because this man, like, in all seriousness, this man committed suicide because of this video. So I don't want to make light of his situation. But as you can see, the man was also married and had a kid. So, yeah, he had to speed out of the parking lot because, yeah. He was being a creep, and a lot of women are saying that they don't really care and that it's warranted and whatnot. Yeah, first and foremost, I want to say to that man and his family, thoughts and prayers, because the world's hard enough, man, and you having to go through a situation where you feel like you have to end your life because of this, I think that's unfortunate. However, you shouldn't be out there doing this type of stuff and whatnot. But I think the biggest issue and the bigger issue at hand is porn really has people thinking that this is how the world works. Because I'm pretty sure in his mind, it was like a porno to where he was like, you know, if I just show up and I just kind of have my pants off and have my shit in my hand, like maybe she'll be willing to like, you know, talk to me. I don't know what he was thinking, but I just know sometimes people just end up being gooned out. They call it the goonicide. Y'all ever heard of the term gooning?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what it mean? Like, can you explain it to the folks?
Hell not.
All right, so I looked it up in an Urban Dictionary. So gooning is a state into which one gets when one is highly aroused. Gooning typically describes male behavior rather than female. Another definition is, it's the state that's usually achieved after a prolonged edging session when a man becomes completely hypnotized by the feeling radiating his penis, right? So, yeah, they've been calling it a goonicide because he's pretty much gooned out to where he thought that that would be okay. He killed himself, and now, you know, his family is without a father and without a husband.
He died because he's a freaky man. I'd be a freaky man. God damn, man. It's a time and a place for that, man. Parking lot in broad daylight is not the place.
And that's too. If it's something like it's that bad, dog, you pulled up to a drive-through with your dick in your hand. So the fuck what? That doesn't mean taking your life. So, yeah, you might. I mean, says you got a heart. I mean, I guess. I don't like if you take your life, you're screwing your kids over because he had kids, your wife, your whole family, man. Now you put them all in sorrow because you're selfish because you had your dick in your hand.
Man, that nigga pulled out with coochie out. You ain't even seen nothing. That nigga had coochie out.
I mean, I didn't see shit either. I mean, if he didn't tell me. Then I thought like something is pulling off, but I saw it was his leg. You know what I mean?
I want to let y'all get the jokes up, but just keep in mind there was loss of life, right?
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Hey, power bird.
I ain't giving him that, man. It's people going through way worse than that and still sticking it out. That's me personally. Y'all can call me whatever you want. Throw it in the comments, whatever. I don't feel sorry for him. Because he screwed a bunch of people up. Me personally.
When you kill yourself, that's you're the devil anyway. You're not supposed to kill yourself.
Nah, I mean, I just think, like, just the point that I want to hit on is the effects that, you know, we talked about it before, man, but we're going to talk about it again today. Just the effects that the horny, like, you have to keep the horny in check. And this is for all young men. Like, you have to learn how to control the fucking horny.
Self-control. A lot of niggas getting killed because of the horniness. A lot of men is in prison because of horniness. But so many, like, niggas throw their lives away every day because of the horniness. Self-control.
For sure. That's, yeah. This is just like, I mean, just like you're saying, man. You young kids, that's, I'm telling you, that's the key to life, right? Controlling those urges and focusing on what you want to be, right? Because you're going to waste a lot of your life. And you get this from Ump, dog. You're going to waste a lot of your life chasing that thing, right?
A lot of women, they like the cool. They don't want you to be horny about it. They want you to be chip. They don't like all that, man.
But I'm saying, man, listen to me. You're going to waste a lot of your life chasing the cooch, right? And you're not going to focus on what you want to be in life. Focus on what you want to be in life, and that's going to come. I'm telling you, that's just a byproduct of being successful in what you do at the end of the day. So you chasing it the hard way, when it's going to come to you the easy way once you get to where you want to be, right? So young kids, man, don't be like, oh, right? I learned this in my late 30s. So I'm just trying to be an assistance and a help to you, right? Get to where you want to be in life. I know, but it's hard, but nothing comes easy. We have to understand that. Nothing in life comes easy, all right? So you have to control that urge. I know it's really hard, right? That's what you got these for, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, when I was younger,
get your stuff done, man. That's tip from one to you, all right?
When I was younger, my pops was always telling me, and this to all the youngest, the YNs, my pops just always tell me, why run down there and fuck one, you can walk down there and fuck them all. You know? Real shit, that's a good game, man. It's on you, man.
Yeah, it's just, we live in the microwave generation. Everybody wants instant gratification. They see something online and they're like, all right, well, I want to be out here. I want to be having sex and doing all this other stuff. But a lot of times if you focus on you, you focus on your purpose, eventually, like they said already, it's going to come to you. But one thing I also want to put a highlight on, certain behaviors that I've been seeing these last couple of days, right? And it kind of goes into this topic about being gooned out, because if it wasn't for, you know, dudes being horny all the time, these different scenarios I'm about to show y'all wouldn't happen. So first off, we got this young lady, this woman right here. She's a flight attendant. She was fired for posting a twerk video on TikTok while on the job. And I want to ask y'all, do y'all think that it was inappropriate? All right, so you think she should have been fired from that video?
I get her a promotion.
Right. Get up out of here, man. We just talking about that horn dog stuff, B. Come on, bro. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, she deserves rings.
Now, look. Hey, listen. I'm trying to sit in that section. I'm trying to sit in that section. They can make that section just for her, right? If you want to get in this section, you pay an extra $100. I'm paying an extra $100. I'm going to be entertained throughout my flight. I'm just being entertained. That's all. You know what I mean?
That's the soul plane. I bet you that's a Spirit flight, too. Funky Spirit.
No. See, if it was Spirit, I don't think she would have got fired. It was American. So, Mary, you were right on the fuck up out of there. Now you out of here. Ain't that sparking them?
She just posted a little video. It's not like nobody on the damn plane, man. They tripping. This would be on the real side of things, man. Fuck up out of here.
TikTok getting motherfuckers fired all type of shit.
TikTok builds
peace. Well, so our TikTok needs to go, huh?
For other reasons, bro. So look, this lady, she went on a date with this dude. All right. But he sent her $2,700 and he said, baby, we've been talking for 27 days. So here's something for every day. So let me ask y'all, are y'all doing that?
Man, that's corn activity, man. Real talk, man. Hey, man. That's corn activity, man. You don't got to do all that. I mean, they say it ain't tricking if you got it. So if you got it, I understand. But you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to do that. 27 days is crazy. You probably ain't even hit it yet. 27 days. Like, come on, man. And even if you did 27 days, I bet you'd be gone to 27 days. No.
I think it's pathetic, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. But that's the new generation. That's what that bro I'm trying to tell you. Meet a girl, she wants you cash happen by the night or right then and there.
So I'm going unstats. I'm going total opposite from y'all, right? I think it's corny as hell, right? If you're just doing it. But sometimes, just like you said, it ain't tricking if you got it. If you got it and that person make you feel fucking amazing, $2,700 really ain't that much. I'm being honest with you, right? Think about some of the experience you might have had with a chick that was priceless, dog. I mean, I've had some and I didn't have the money to give. I'm looking back at it now like, if I had the money to give, right, I would support something like that if I had it, but I don't. So it is tricking. But if I had the money, I'm not going to say the person's name, right? We had a four-day weekend, right? The shit was fucking amazing. It was fucking pure fucking pleasure. I fucking loved it. My life was fucking great for them fucking 4 days, right?
I'm being honest. That's tricky.
It was, but it wasn't, Mike. It was, all right, so what it was, I'll be clear on it. It was a chick I used to date. We didn't talk for a while. We reconnected on social media. It was like, yo, you gonna fly me out? I was like, nah. She's like, but it was like, she just up the street, wasn't that far away. Drove down. We went to Myrtle Beach. I'm talking about just living. It's my favorite place. I love to be on the beach, right? But it was fucking magnificent. We went out every night partying. The shit was fucking amazing. The fucking conversation was crazy. Everything was fucking great. So what I'm trying to say is, you don't know his experience in them 27 days, right? So that's just my take on it. But if it's just some old ratchet off the street and she just gave you your cash up the first day, now you're wrong, right? It's a difference. I just want to give you my take on it. I'm just saying. If you guys had never had an experience like that where it's just like, damn, I'd give shorty that money, right? I just give it up. Because I would have, for that 4 day, I'd have gave her 27 if I had.
I wouldn't, you know. I feel it. But 27 is crazy. 27, you said it's not a lot, but let me tell you something. To a lot of people, it's a lot.
I know, but I'm saying for an experience, though. Sometimes some experience don't have a value, man. Some experience don't have a value.
You absolutely right. I agree with you. I agree with you, but I ain't doing this shit.
All right, so check it out. I look at it like this, right? And I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to slap us back to reality, right? So if you know a person and you know, like, you've known a person for 27 days. And you know that the thing that makes this person happy is the money that you're going to send them, as opposed to 27 roses or send her like 27 books or something of that nature. If you know that that is what's going to please her, is that the woman that you want to keep around?
So when you put it in that aspect, right? So this is a fact, right? So if I said, listen, I'm giving you this 27 for this experience that we had. And she's like, fuck that. I had a great experience too. I don't need your money. I know that's a keeper. All right. So if you know she keeps it, don't say anything. that's cool. Nah, that ain't who you want to be, because she just there for the bread.
Yeah, now that's all I was getting at. Like, me personally, I understand, like, it's a good gesture. Like, if it was something that he just wanted to do, and, you know, he just was like, okay, we had a good time. Here goes some money. And she didn't really take it that way. But the fact that it's being posted online shows me that it's more or less she's there for monetary gain. But I know women like to go ahead and they like to show off the presents and stuff that they receive from men, and that's fine. But showing the amount of money, I don't know. I think to me that's kind of tacky and that's corny. And I think that goes to the type of character.
That's what they doing.
Yes, but that don't make it right.
No, I don't.
You know, if you want a person, a character, you want a person that's only with you for what you can bring to the table.
Man, listen, there's two types of guys in life. There's more than two, but this is a majority. You got your foreigners, and you got your real players. You know what I'm saying? Which one are you? You know, your corner, yo. What you
do? I respect it. I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you got it, you got it. It's in the money. But it's always, I don't know. I don't necessarily see the benefit of just trying to date and just have sex with women just because. But it's also because, like, I can speak from experience and a little bit of privilege, because when you've been out there and you've been doing it and you've been out there able to have your way, you start to realize that that shit is all overrated. Like, having to pay somebody for their time and for their attention is...
I just feel like 27 days ain't long enough. But that ain't... You don't even know this person. I did 27 days in the county with this person. Like, you don't even know this person for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
You can't say that, though, B. Just even 27 days in the county with your homeboy, and he put you on some game, right? To where you came out and make more money. You can't value that man to say, listen, I'm giving you this bread, bro, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have got this bread.
That woman must have put him on some game to make some more bread. I will pray.
I mean, and if that's the case, I completely understand that. But if that's a little bit different.
If it's just the coach, man, he crazy work.
But that's what I'm saying. Pussy, you can go bop for way less than that. It's not about the pussy. It's the experience sometimes, man.
Probably about that. That's how she trying to make it seem.
I'm guessing I'm at a certain age, right, to where, because pussy does not arouse me anymore. Like, it does not, right? It takes a little bit more for me. Like, I have to have a good conversation with you, and then I smash. Then I feel like I'm smashing somebody of value. You see what I'm saying? Pussy just don't do it for me no more, being honest with you.
Well, this is why I say being gooned out is dangerous, because motherfuckers is really thinking that this is how dating is supposed to be. They see people posting stuff like this, and this is what the younger generation that's coming up, this is how they believe that dating is supposed to be. And it's making it hard for people that are of that age to date people that are of that same age. It's fucking the game up.
You want to know what's crazy? All this horniness they get, all this horny thinking and shit, all that energy. If y'all put that into getting some money, we have a lot more millionaires.
Right. But that's what I was getting at earlier. Put it to your purpose. Put the energy at your purpose. And the pussy will come up. Let me stop using that word. You know what I mean? The loving, you'll get the loving that you want. You know what I mean? That's because you put a lot of energy, dog. You put a lot of time in brainstorming. What's she like? What can I do for her? What's going to make me get this, right? It's a lot of energy wasted. You could have put that in, how can I make $1 million? Put that same thought and energy into, how can I make $1 million, right? And watch how much of it come to you, right? Without you even doing nothing.
Exactly. And like I said, if homeboy had the balls to go up there and pull up to that drive-thru with his dick out like that, imagine if you took that determination to go out there and like apply for a loan to get a business. Or use that energy to do something that's going to benefit you and your family, as opposed to you fucking your family up, fucking your family's name up, your namesake, and looking crazy on a video. Like I said, just take that time. Sometimes you just got to beat it, right? You got to beat it. And I guarantee them thoughts go away. You be like, damn, I was wild. I was wilding.
But just like you say, it's the audacity, right? So that's what most people fear when it comes to business, right? Going out and just putting forth and saying, this is what I'm doing, because people are scared to fail. You had the audacity to ride up with your piece out. You see what I'm saying? But you can't do that and saying, hey, I'm trying to start this business. You know what I mean? You're not going to the bank like, hey, I want this loan to start this business. You don't have the audacity to do that, but you can pull it out, right? Just riding around. That's crazy. That takes way more than going to a bank.
My way of thinking, bro, the risk and reward ratio for that is crazy. My God, the risk that you were taking in that moment outweighed the reward by like 20. There's no way in hell I would have rolled up to that window like that.
I mean, I would for no reason, but I'm just saying that's just me. You know what I mean?
He's up down green. He green. But it robbed him so quick.
Now he red now. He's not with us no more.
Oh, rest. I keep forgetting, man. We need to stop speaking on this, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't care. I ain't getting no rest in peace for me. I'm sorry.
All right. But just moving on from that. I got one quick video. I know me and Mac already watched it, B. You ain't seen it yet, so I'm going to play it for you, and I'm going to get your reaction from the video.
That needs to be more prevalent, man. Need to be showing that more.
You wanna know what's so funny about this video right here, man? And it's crazy that I actually be living in this world. Like, I'm out here and I'm seeing this shit daily. I just seen this same shit. Two white men. I'm in the car with my kids. Bro, they on Davidson and motherfucking 6 Mile getting it in. I'm talking about blood everywhere. Outside, it's cold, the snow, knuckles bleeding. I pulls up to the light. One white guy chasing the other white guy around both cars. He can't get him. He bloody everywhere. He trying to. I said, man, I had to pull out. I said, man, y'all need to chill out, man. He like, he won't fucking stop. I just beat his fucking ass 5 times. Oh, bro, you gonna kill him. He gonna die. I'm about to call the ambulance for him, bro. Blood everywhere, man. This shit was crazy work. So that's on you. That road rage shit, man. Listen, you got the boss to stop. You got the boss to get your ass dropped.
Hey, we don't live in an age no more where motherfuckers gonna fight to the death. I respect that.
Nah, I don't though, bro. When you getting that shit beat out of you, it's different.
Hey, I mean, you should have encouraged it, man.
No, I wouldn't have encouraged it.
I'd have been like, keep beating his ass.
Bro, it was too much blood. I'm talking about blood on the car. It's like, what the hell going on? Now? Y'all cover y'all eyes up. Like, come on, man. Y'all out here fighting like animals, man. I got kids just getting out of school. It's a school right here, bro.
Well, they're if it was two black dudes and it was a white dude riding past.
Now, two black dudes ain't about to be getting it in like that. They going to get in and go.
Yeah, I'm about to say it'll be because they know the cops about to come pick their ass up.
Yeah, they not doing all the white folks gonna fight till the cops pull up. And then when the cops pull, they still fighting.
I'm leaving it the fuck alone. I'm doing just like they would do that rock class, but damn, two and just keep pushing.
That nigga was fighting.
I'm doing the same thing. I was like, damn, this sees.
Hey, man, you should have seen this shit. He's like, I'm going to fucking kill him. I'm about to kill him. That is so crying.
Hey, man, fuck.
Hey, man, what y'all got to say to the people, man?
I say niggas need to start fighting back to the death again, man. Just put the guns down, man. Encourage fighting. That's what I'm saying. That's all I was saying. I wasn't saying anything negative. Encourage fighting. I know it sounds bad, but it's better than you dying. You see what I'm saying? I'm
now, all jokes aside, everybody, like, to all the young men, don't chase them. Let me come to you. They be natural. Because we'll end up in jail or dead or behind a woman's vagina.
Right, but yeah, just like you said, man, don't run to it. Don't run for one. Walk and get them all.
Just walk. Play it. Just walk. You just walk. You don't have to jog. Just walk it out.
Foremost, man, I just want to thank y'all for being here, as always. Thank anybody that's listened up to this point. I want to thank Pat, thank the family, and thank anybody that's been supporting us, you know, up to this point. Also, like I said before, just as young men, you got to know, you got to have that self-control and have a little bit of self-respect for yourself, right? And you, that person that's probably got your shit in your hand right now. All right, put it down. Use your brain. All right, and this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.